Out of the sack, Jack. It's time to face that stinking day, sunny but cold. I'm about 40 right now, 36 degrees, blowing wind, hating life. Tonight, fair and cold, lows in the 20s. Friday, sunny with a high in the upper 30s. Right now, 36 degrees at DC 101. Degrees man here. All right, yeah, let's take a Magaline call. Why not? 4321101. Hello, what are you doing? Get ready for work today?
Oh, yes, I'm painting my face.
You painting your face?
Yeah.
You don't need makeup, do you?
I'm sorry?
You don't need makeup.
Yes, I do, honey. Everybody could use a little help.
How old are you?
Oh, Gracie, you ready?
Yeah.
38.
Put that makeup on, baby.
Yeah, put it on heavy.
Put it on thick.
Wrinkles.
Put it on thick, yeah. Oh, man. Put that makeup on so thick that at night when you're ready to go to bed, you got to take a plane to the side of your face.
Yeah, a chisel. I know. Thank God my husband has a big tool bag.
38 years old and you're still rocking.
Yeah, hey, yes.
How many kids?
Oh, yes.
How many kids you got?
Only one. And two lovely puppies.
And two lovely stinking dogs.
Oh, now they're not stinking dogs. Well, they stank a little bit.
What are their names?
Buffy is the female and Jasper is the boy.
Buffy? Oh, jeez, I would never have a dog that you'd name Buffy. Probably a stinking French poodle or chihuahua or something. I remember I used to have somebody living in my neighborhood. That poodle. Name of Buffy. It was all cut up, you know, the kind they shave them so they have little tufts of hair on the tip of their tail and cute little ribbons on its ears. And it wouldn't walk, it would just kind of prance, you know. Hi, I'm Buffy. Hi, little Buffy. Shut up, shut up. They're always going for my pant leg. And I hated that stinking dog. The lady that owned it, I didn't care much for either. She'd say, oh, one day I'm going to breed Buffy. And the litter that she gives will one day win prizes. You know, Buffy has got a descended lineage. I have records of all her parenthood for the last 5 years, the last five parents, and it's unbelievable. One day, we're going to go to a stud farm and find a prize, French poodle. And I'm thinking, oh, gag me with a spoon here. So one day, when she was at work and Buffy was running around the backyard...
shut up, Buffy!
I went inside and I got this big old Great Dane of mine. I rubbed him behind the ears. I said, hey, I got some action for you today, boy. I got some action. I can't tell you what came into view, but I'll tell you this much, it was red. I lifted him up. Jeez, he's heavy. To the top of the fence. I say, you see that? Go get him, boy, go get him! I turned him loose and he was on Buffy. I mean, he was on Buffy like a big dog. I mean, he was a big dog. Like... Yeah, get him! Get him, boy, get him! Oh, all right, he's off, he's off! Oh. Give me a boy. That's a good boy. Him back over the fence. I leaned down, I grabbed by his chain, just yanked him up. He's a big dog with a big old powerful neck. He could handle it. His feet scratching in a clawing at the fence boards. The next day I saw Buffy going for a walk and she wasn't prancing, I tell you that. She was just kind of walking along going, ooch, eech, ooch, eech, ooch, eech, eech. I waited smoking a camel until I saw that dame go off to work again. I said, boy, you're for another slice today. You're for another slice. And I can see the spittle coming out of my big dog's mouth as his big tongue hung down. I said, hey, Buffy! She was in the backyard just trembling like a leaf. You know, just standing there, those four spilly little legs just trembling. I said, you remember this bad boy? Get it! Get it! You know, oddly enough, the next day, the lady took the dog to the stud farm and mated her with some French poodle.
But it was too late! It was too late! And all through the pregnancy, I'm laughing, I'm dying! The woman's going, where do you see this litter? this letter is going to be a prize-winning letter. Oh, there'll probably be someone from the newspaper to take pictures of this letter. As a matter of fact, she's showing signs of giving birth right now. Mr. Griesmanelli, I know you, sir. You have a medical background. Would you help with the delivery? I said, well, I don't know too much about delivering dogs, but sure enough, I'll come on over there. Well, sure enough, there was a dog. There was a dog just a grunting and a pumping. You'll never believe it. I mean, when those puppies came out, these were like abominations. Half Great Dane, half French poodle, slimy, nasty fur. Not anything like what you expect. That woman watched as those puppies came out. Finally, she just looked at the ceiling and said, She said, Buffy, you've been a bad girl. You've been a bad girl. You've been playing. You've been playing. Oh, God, this is horrible. Look at those ugly, stinking puppies. Those are abominations. They're abominations. Mr. Griesmanelli, can you do something? Can you do something here? I said, I can do something with them. Yeah, I'll wrap them up for you. I tell you what, have you got an iron in the house? She said, yes, I have an iron. What are you going to do with the iron? Try to straighten out their tails? I said, no, the iron's going to keep the bag from floating to the surface. With the grease man.